Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 6¾ cents at 561¼, July wheat down 3 cents at 602, and July beans up 13½ cents at 1320¾. We did see a new sale this morning, 225,000 metric tons of old crop meal to the Philippines. That added a little bit of strength, but for the most part, the strength came from the forecast showing that the Midwest looks dry for the next 2 weeks. The Chicago forecast has no rains through a week from Wednesday. So, you know, I think that spooked the market a little bit here. Wheat was down on the news that Poland has exported 30,000 metric tons of wheat into the U.S. for June or July delivery. That's the third shipment we've seen so far. So that, I think, put a little bit of pressure on the wheat. Now, South Korea bought 135,000 metric tons of wheat, but we don't know if it's U.S., Canadian, or Australian. The southwest part of the country did get some good rains here over the last several days, and it should help some of the dryness concerns in Kansas. President Biden has dropped the E-RENs requirements. That should be supportive of biodiesel and renewable diesel. So we saw the oil just up a little bit, bean oil up just a little bit overnight. Obviously, the trade's going to be watching the exports this week, see if we can get a little pickup in business with these lower prices. The other key thing they're going to be watching is the debt ceiling. Can we get this resolved by the weekend? We have to get this done. I don't think anybody wants to go into the Memorial Day holiday with this hanging over our heads. So hopefully the Republicans and Democrats will get together and come up with something that we can live with out here. But overall, you know, this dryness pattern, we've got the fund short, just a little bit of beans now. I've got them short about 23,000 contracts of beans. I've got them short 148 wheat, 132 corn meal. I've got them long 53, but short 40,000 oil. So the funds are heavily short corn and wheat. To some extent, the beans and the bean oil. We'll see if they want to cover with these drier forecasts out here. There's no real heat in the forecast, just temperatures well into the 80s. That's really about it. We'll see what we've got. Export and inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get crop progress tonight. We should be, you know, a long way toward finishing up planting out here. The weather has just been too good around the Midwest for farmers not to have gone, you know, guns out on planting all these crops out here. And we'll have the export sales on Thursday. So, again, I think the key thing is going to be the weather and the debt ceiling out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.